Lesson 5. Lehi and his family are led through the wilderness. Purpose: to help the children understand that when they do all they can and trust in Heavenly Father, He will guide them. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 1 Nephi chapter 16, Alma chapter 37, verses 38 through 46, and Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Before teaching the lesson, try the attention activity so you know how to do it. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A Bible for each child. C. A 20-inch, 50-centimeter, piece of string for each child. D. Pictures 4-15, the Liahona, Gospel Art Picture Kit 302, number 62041, and 4-16, Nephi and His Broken Bow. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Give the children each a piece of string 20 inches, 50 centimeters, long. Have them hold one end of the string in their right hand and the other end in their left hand. Ask them to tie a knot in the string without letting go of the ends. If you do not have enough string, have one child do the activity in front of the class. Does this seem too hard or impossible to do? Have them try to tie a knot again, but this time have them fold their arms first, and with their arms still folded, have them pick up one end of the string with their right hand and the other end with their left hand. Ask them to hold on to the ends as they unfold their arms. Their string will be knotted. Collect the strings from the children. Point out that the children could tie the knot when you showed them how to do it. Tell the children that in the same way, we all have challenges in our lives that might seem impossible to solve. If we do all we can and put our trust in Heavenly Father, He will help us find the answers. Scripture account. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the accounts of Lehi's family being guided by the Liahona and Nephi's broken bow from 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 17 through 32. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Encourage the children to do their best and trust in the Savior no matter what happens. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. How was Lehi blessed for his faith and obedience as he traveled into the wilderness? 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 10. What did Nephi's father and brothers do when Nephi broke his steel bow? 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 17 through 21. Why is it easy to complain when things don't go the way you want? Even though Nephi was tired and hungry, he did not complain. What did he do to help solve the problem? 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 22 through 32. Why did Nephi ask his father for help? Refer to 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 23 through 24. How have your parents helped you when you have had a problem? How can you, like Nephi, be a good example to your parents and your brothers and sisters? How did the Liahona, the brass ball, work? Refer to 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 26 through 30. What has Heavenly Father given us to point the way back to Him? Alma chapter 37, verses 44 and 45. Where can we find the words of Christ? The Scriptures. What must we do to be able to have the Word of Christ guide us? Alma chapter 37, verse 46. What must we do if we want help from Heavenly Father? What will Heavenly Father do if we have faith and trust in Him? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. How can you show trust in Heavenly Father? Why do you think Heavenly Father wants us to trust Him and do all we can? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review summary or challenge. 1. Have the children retell the story of Nephi's broken bow. Have them discuss which of Lehi's family members they would like to be like when they are faced with problems. 2. Have the children dramatize the story of the broken bow. Then have them role play what might have happened if Laman and Lemuel had trusted in the Lord. 3. Ask the children what the first principle of the gospel is. Emphasize that they must have faith in Jesus Christ. Help them memorize the fourth article of faith. 4. Review the story of Nephi obtaining the brass plates as recorded in 1 Nephi chapters 3 through 5. Compare what Nephi did then to what he did when he broke his bow. Help the children understand that both times he did all he could and trusted in Heavenly Father to help him. 5. Sing or read the words to Seek the Lord Early from the Children's Songbook, page 108. Seek the Lord Early. I'll seek the Lord early while in my youth, and He will help me to know the truth. I'll search the Scriptures and find Him there, then go to our Father in fervent prayer. I'll seek the Lord early and I'll obey His living prophets in all they say. I'll keep His commandments, His love will abound. I will seek the Lord early, and He will be found. Refer also to Faith from the Children's Songbook, page 96. Conclusion, testimony and challenge. Share with the children a time when you trusted in Heavenly Father to help you accomplish something difficult. Bear testimony of the importance of doing all we can and then placing our trust in Heavenly Father. Challenge the children to think about Nephi during the coming week and try to be more like him when problems arise. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 1 Nephi chapter 16 verses 18 through 32 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 5. Lehi and his family are led through the wilderness.